We're talking today about the mental health effects of the immigrant experience, and particularly the emotional stressors of undocumented immigrants. Belisa Urbina is executive director of Ser Familia. That's an organization that provides counseling for Hispanic and Latino immigrants in the metro Atlanta area. And Belisa, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
So tell us about some of the people who seek help from your organization.
We serve both young people and adults and families. They might be documented or undocumented. We're able to provide our services free of charge. So mostly the families we serve tend to be low-income families, and they're dealing with circumstances that are affecting their quality of life or the quality of the family relationships.
So what are some of those circumstances?
Usually, we see, especially among young people, we see a lot of depression and anxiety, and we, sadly, in the Latino community, the rate of suicide attempts tend to be higher than what it is for the rest of the population. So we see a lot of that, and we see a lot of families in which communication has become difficult or the family roles have been disrupted. Because maybe the kids have been raised here, they speak the language, they might be the ones that are documented, and they are put in a position of power at a young age, so they end up being the interpreters of the family, and putting the parents in a situation in which they're in a disadvantaged position.
So you get that sometimes families where, like Valentina's, there are some people who are documented and some who are undocumented?
Yes, we call them mixed families, families in which some of the members are documented and some of the members are undocumented.
So what does that do to them collectively as a family?
It creates a very difficult situation because some of the family members, they have some advantages that the others don't. It might be the kids are the ones that are documented. They might be in a position that is in an advantage position over their parents. Also, you see a lot when you have siblings, that some of them are documented and some of them are undocumented, that creates tension. We also see a lot that kids, whenever they get the opportunity of maybe through DACA, that we have been talking about that, they get the opportunity of getting their Social Security through DACA. Many people think that their first instinct is go get and make educational plans, but many times they just want to keep their parents safe. And, you know, especially in the Latino community, the needs, the aspirations of my family are going to go beyond my own personal ones. So probably instead of planning on going to school, I'm going to go get a driver's license and keep my mom safe so she doesn't have to drive, or making sure that dad can go, you know, to and from work. So that he doesn't have to be at risk of being stopped by the police and potentially getting deported. So it's a very complicated family dynamics that creates a lot of uncertainty.
So the children, in effect, become caregivers for their parents.
That is true. They become caregivers and they become responsible for their families.
I wonder also if the fact that DACA recipients, they would be born in the United States, they haven't gone through the experience of emigrating for whatever reason. What are some of the stressors that actually drive people here?
Many people don't realize. They think, it's so difficult here if you're undocumented, but you don't realize how difficult it's there. I always say, our organization does a lot of cultural competency work. And I always tell people that I've been blessed enough that I have never made a decision in my life out of hunger and desperation. You know, my family is from Puerto Rico. We were born American citizens. So we came here out of convenience. This is our home now. But we don't know, when you are desperate, when you are that mom that is unable to feed your children, you know, day in and day out, then when they tell you that if you come to Atlanta, Georgia, by cleaning a house, you're going to make in a day what you make in your country in a month. You are going to make that trip because it's an opportunity. You have a child that might have a special need or an illness that requires special care, and there's a possibility here for them. Just put yourself in those shoes as a parent. Would you make the trip? Probably you would, because, as a parent, your instinct is to protect your children and to try to give them everything they need.
So when somebody finds themselves here suffering from, as you said, anxiety or depression, what are some of the barriers that keep them from seeking help?
Especially for Latinos, the main barrier is that there are barely no services for them. If you think Georgia has a law that creates what is called community service boards, these are entities that were created by the state government to be in charge of the mental health in every county. None of the community services boards have continuous, consistent services in Spanish. They are domestic violence safe houses. They don't have consistent mental health services in Spanish. So the access, the lack of services, the lack of availability of those services is the first barrier. And maybe there's also a stigma because in the Latino community, seeking mental health help seems like, like a little bit of a taboo. I'm not crazy. I don't need those services. So you have to create accessibility to those services, and also make it an education point of helping Latinos understand that once the services are available, you have to take advantage of them.
Belisa Urbina is my guest. She's executive director of Ser Familia. That's a, I'm sorry. She's executive director of Ser Familia. That's a counseling organization for Hispanic and Latino immigrants in the Atlanta area. Given the number of Latino immigrants proportionately to other immigrant populations, you think that they are less well served?
Yes, certainly they are, because not only we have more Latinos than any other immigrant community, this community is growing, at a faster rate. According to the Atlanta Regional Commission, almost one in four residents in the Atlanta metro area is going to be Latino by 2040. So the community keeps growing by leaps and bounds. And now a lot of that growth comes from these second and third generations. But these kids, even though they might speak English, for them, Spanish is the language of their heart. Their feelings, their dreams, they are in their native language. And also, they are very attached to those cultural values because the kids, even though they speak the language, they are going to be attached to the values of their parents. In our youth group, we have a lot of kids that are second generation. We have a lot of DACA recipients that are volunteers of our youth group. And, they speak English perfectly, but whenever they are stressed out or they are very sad, they start speaking Spanish. It becomes natural. And more interesting, they speak Spanish with the accent of a country that they have never visited. It's the accent of their parents.
That is fascinating that they sort of revert to something that it's like they're picking up their parents' distress. And I'm wondering about that. It's one thing that if you're growing up in this country and feeling depression or anxiety, but living through your parents' carried experience, how does that affect the whole family?
It affects the whole family in the sense that many times they feel they cannot move forward. For me, one of the things that really makes me very sad is when I see these young people that were either born here or were moved or they moved to Georgia at a very young age. This is their home. They are from Georgia. They consider themselves to be from Georgia. But they feel like they are not welcome here, that they don't belong, that they don't want you here. Many of them also see and feel the rejection towards their parents and their parents' culture. And that creates a sense of despair. They don't want us here. I don't belong here. Nonetheless, this is my home. So it is a very complicated situation, and it creates a lot of tension and a lot of sadness in those families.
Belisa Urbina is Executive Director of Ser Familia. That's a counseling organization for Hispanic and Latino immigrants in the Atlanta area.